Leading our news this morning, President Barack Obama is reaching out to Republicans in the wake of their sweeping victory in the midterm elections. The president has invited congressional leaders for talks at the White House. The Republicans picked up 7 Senate seats, giving them control of both houses of Congress.
When the American people choose divided government, I don't think it means they don't want us to do anything. I think it means they want us to look for areas of agreement.
House Leader there, Mitch McConnell. Now, health workers are demanding more details about the government's response to the Ebola crisis in West Africa. Australia will spend $20 million to fund a 100-bed clinic in Sierra Leone to be run by a private medical group. Now, groups say that they're still unsure about how many Australian volunteers will be involved. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte arrives in Canberra this morning for a 2-day visit. He and Prime Minister Tony Abbott will discuss progress in the investigation into the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine in July. Mr Rutte will be arriving on a Malaysia Airlines aircraft. There have been celebrations in China, where the world's only surviving giant panda triplets have just turned 100 days old. The cubs weighed just 100 grams at birth, but now they tip the scales at 5 kilos each. From today, they'll be on show to visitors for limited times at their home in Guangzhou.